navigating life's trials with divine guidance. Waking up this morning, I was enveloped by a profound sense of destiny. The word chosen echoed through the corridors of my mind, stirring a cascade of thoughts and emotions. It prompted me to ponder deeply on the significance of being selected by God for a purpose far greater than any ordinary life could encompass. The notion that I could be chosen to fulfill a divine role not just among Christians but in the grand tapestry of humanity is both humbling and awe-inspiring. The possibility of such a calling raises profound questions about my place in the world and the impact of acknowledging this sacred selection not only among fellow believers but also to those yet to find their faith. The weight of this revelation is immense, suggesting a dialogue with the divine that is deeply personal and not meant for public proclamation. As the world spins with its endless cycle of new events and challenges, I find myself at a crossroads. Recent weeks have seen the doors to reality swing wide open, revealing the tumult and turmoil of the world in stark clarity. The instinct to retreat, to close these doors and rely on the whispers of rumors for understanding, is strong. This method, though less confronting, once allowed me to form my own insulated conclusions, a comfort now threatened by the unyielding pace of change. Distractions abound, testing my faith and the integrity of my prayers. A situation at work with a colleague, a man of good heart, has become a crucible of truth and trust, challenging my professional integrity and spiritual serenity. The specter of suspicion cast by a missing tool further complicates matters, entangling me in a web of doubt and potential discord. Beyond the confines of my job, my home of 22 years whispers the need for change. The burden of repairs and the relentless march of time have brought me to a juncture requiring difficult decisions. Yet, in this whisper, I discern a divine nudge, a suggestion that it might be time to embark on a new journey, to seek a haven free from the stress of unending upkeep. Amid these personal and professional trials, I am struck by the thought that perhaps I am chosen to serve a higher purpose. Could I be destined to light the way for those lost in the darkness, to be a beacon of hope and a guide to the divine? As I write, the notion that God's message is channeling through me, from my thoughts to my fingertips, feels undeniable. My spiritual journey is not without its battles, notably a recent confrontation with a friend that felt like a direct assault from darker forces. This clash, provoked by a seemingly innocent message, spiraled into a conflict that underscored the ongoing spiritual warfare in my life. The daily onslaught of these forces is relentless, compelling me to seek divine protection and guidance, to don the armor of faith and march forward on the path laid out for me. The tumultuous state of the world, possibly signaling the end times, brings into sharp focus the urgency of my mission. To follow God's will unerringly, to eschew the distractions and deceptions of a troubled world, becomes not just a choice but a necessity. Isolation from worldly influences, however, poses its own set of challenges, especially as I endeavor to complete a book and engage with my audience through my podcast. These platforms, I believe, are tools bestowed upon me by God to reach out, to connect, and to prepare those around me for what lies ahead. My commitment to the Lord's work, amidst the chaos that envelopes our world, is unwavering. I am convinced that through my writings and my podcast, I am to serve as a messenger, a conduit for divine wisdom in these last days. The sense of urgency is palpable. The world as we know it teeters on the brink of spiritual bankruptcy, succumbing to the forces of darkness. Yet, in this pivotal moment, I stand resolute in my faith, a sentinel against the tide of despair. As I contemplate the path before me, it becomes clear that my role is not just to bear witness but to actively engage in the spiritual battlefield. The conviction that I am chosen fuels my resolve to dedicate every facet of my being to God's work. The challenges I face, be they personal, professional, or spiritual, are but stepping stones on this sacred journey. The battle against darkness is fierce, but the promise of divine guidance and protection offers a beacon of hope. In this critical juncture of human history, as we navigate the perils of a world seemingly spiraling towards its end, the mission for those of us who feel called is clear. We must stand firm in our faith, relentless in our pursuit of righteousness, and unwavering in our commitment to be God's instruments. The darkness may loom large, but the light of faith, hope, and love burns brighter within the hearts of the chosen. As God's messenger, I embrace the mantle with humility and determination, ready to forge ahead on the path He has charted for me. The journey is fraught with challenges. But the divine assurance of purpose and protection emboldens me to face whatever lies ahead. In these last days, as the world wavers between salvation and despair, my voice, my actions, and my faith will serve as a testament to the enduring power of God's grace. The message is clear: though the world may falter, the spirit of the chosen will soar, guided by the unwavering light of divine destiny.